everybody. It's Friday, July 30th on the Morning Show with Preston Scott, show number 4518, day 192 of America Held Hostage. I'm Preston. And over there in Studio 1A, saddle sore and in here taking one for the team is Grant Allen.
Howdy.
Grant spent probably 18 hours driving around Atlanta.
Yeah,
9 hours on the way up to Ohio and 9 hours on the way back.
Yep.
Oh, you got to love the ATL.
Yeah, sure do. I feel
you know it well.
It feels like it's gotten progressively worse over the years, but hey, you know, that's part of the fun.
Sure.
That's what I had to tell myself in the moment.
Hearing your travails around Atlanta is probably going to cause me to figure out a very different route.
There has to be another way. There has to be another way to go north.
Taking a Georgia, wrong turn in Albuquerque is just not an option anymore.
Without going through Atlanta.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Ethan Burdett filled in ably for the week, but good to have you back. It is that time of the show. We like to start with a verse. It's Friday, so Friday we try to be just a little more ebullient. However, not today. The news just stinks, and I wish it didn't, but it does. So we'll get to all of that. And this is going to help, okay? Seriously, this is going to help. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give him thanks and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And so it is just one of those times that I think you just have to purpose in your heart that you're just going to have a good day no matter what goes on around you, no matter what's in the news. And so I'm here to help. Those vocal cords. It's 10 minutes after the hour. This date in history and more next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's The Morning Show with Preston Scott on WFLA.
you go. Welcome back to the Morning Show with Preston Scott. By the way, that's called We the Kingdom. That's the name of the group. And the song is Sing Wherever I Go. Welcome to the radio program. Hope that picked you up. Come on. We sometimes just need a little audio adrenaline.
That's also another group.
Veterans of the show, remember, we used to do a segment called Audio Adrenaline before there was ever a group named Audio Adrenaline.
Oh.
Anyway, we welcome you to the radio program. Yeah, just sometimes you just need to say, we will have a good day. It's just a declaration that you just sometimes have to, you just sometimes have to tell yourself, no, I'm not going to be ruined by this. It is so easy. And look, I get it. I'm the guy peddling this stuff. We're talking about news that is inherently depressing. I know that. I'm a doom merchant.
You are in the business of doom and gloom.
I peddle it for a living. And that's why it's so important to bring some level of perspective to it all. And that perspective is simply that God's in charge. And, you know, if you read the Old Testament, you open up and look at the Old Testament, God allows things and raises up people and brings things around to draw his people closer to him. He allows stuff. The Assyrians came around. Why? Because Israel was disobedient. Okay, here you go. They got put in slavery to appreciate freedom. God said, all right, it's not my plan, but this is where you want. God didn't want them to have an earthly king. Okay, here you go. Joe Biden. Vladimir Putin. Xi Jinping. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. All right, this date in history, 1619, the first representative assembly in America convenes in Jamestown. Would have been great if it had been like Granttown or Prestontown. Prestontown.
Well, the king was James, so.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Go ahead, Mr. History.
Just trying to explain some stuff.
Ruin the whole segment. 1729, city of Baltimore is founded. I just think you have to say Baltimore that way.
What's that from?
It's George Carlin.
Ah.
You know, he used to do the weather, or the news. He would do news, and it was like a nationwide newscast, and he put on the broadcasting voice, and I'm going to get all the times wrong, but I won't get the point wrong. And we go something like, it's 10 o'clock in New York. It's 8 o'clock in Denver. It's 7 o'clock in Los Angeles. In Baltimore, it's 7:42. I mean, just making fun of poor old Baltimore. 1755, Mary Draper Ingalls is kidnapped by Shawnee Indians at Draper's Meadow, Virginia. 1946, the first rocket to attain a 100-mile altitude. A captured German V-2 rocket is launched from the White Sands Proving Ground in New Mexico. Can you imagine? They capture the rocket. They launch the thing to see its capabilities. How'd they do that? They had to be in awe.
Probably.
That's the first rocket that ever made it to 100 miles in height. That's crazy. And in 1956, the phrase, the phrase, in God we trust, thank you very much, becomes the official national motto. There you go. My little opening, unintentionally, on the money, on the mark. In God we trust. You got to. You're either going to put your faith in something. I choose God. We come back. We're going to circle back to that momentary conversation I had with Grant about one day I drove through Atlanta. a flyer drive. I'll make a case next on the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Joe.
when...
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Hey, so here we go.
An iHeart radio station.
You see me dancing in here. Oh, yeah. Woo, spin. Moonwalk. Welcome to the radio program. It's Friday. We're going to polish off July this weekend and head to August. It's crazy. Here we are. Christmas shopping season. Big story in the press box coming up in just a bit. And, yeah, it's only you. I feel like Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent wildfires. My best Sam Elliott. It is up to you to overwhelm the ballot box. November 2022. It is up to you. Overwhelm it. Channel another popular sequence from the movie Remember the Titans. Leave no doubt.
Blitz all night.
Leave no doubt. The only way to correct this insanity. Let me tell you something. COVID is a weapon right now in the hands of Democrats. They have weaponized it. I'm not talking literally the virus. I absolutely believe it's a biological weapon that got loose in China. I absolutely believe that. I don't think China intended for it to get loose, but it did. And honestly, it really doesn't matter whether they intended or not. Desired effect? Check. Bottom line is, we have to make certain that the government remains a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Because what's happening right now, oh, sweet Jesus. It's horrifying. And so we'll get to all that stuff. I mentioned that jokingly, and many of you can relate to this, Atlanta is just like, first, the idea of being in Atlanta, I used to love the notion of, I used to go to Atlanta because I would love to stay downtown at the CNN Center. Never took a tour of CNN, had no interest, but the hotel right there by the Omni, that's how I remember it. I don't know what it's called now, the arena, the basketball arena, where you could go from the hotel and walk. You don't walk outside. You just walk inside and you walk to the arena. And then you can walk across to Centennial Park and you walk down to the Coca-Cola Museum, which is really cool. I was shocked at how cool that was, even though Coke and I aren't best friends anymore. And then the Georgia Aquarium, which is spectacular. I mean, that was a cool place. But now, man, trying to get to Atlanta and let alone get through it. Oh. And then there's this story. The flight attendant union is demanding the FAA take action. They've had enough. And I don't blame them. And look, I'm not a union guy, but I'm just using the fact that the union has been asked now. 85% of flight attendants have faced unruly passengers in recent months. More than half, 58%, have had at least five incidents themselves. 17% experienced a physical incident. I won't even get to the danger of that in the air. So far this year, there have been 3,615 incidents that have had to be reported to the FAA on domestic air travel.
My goodness.
3,615. So when you add it up, when you add up the mask Nazis, the vaccine Nazis that are out there, and don't think that there aren't. I mean, there's a school superintendent allegedly in Illinois that wants ID cards for students and faculty yellow if they haven't had the vaccine, green if they've had it.
Good luck, pal.
Their Fuhrer is going in that direction. But I'm thinking that a lot of this traffic, not all of it, but a lot of it is people aren't going to fly anymore. I can count on one hand and one finger on one hand the reasons why I would fly. Because I couldn't drive my car there. That would be the reason. Otherwise, man, anything I'm thinking about doing, four wheels, baby, and me in control. Just that simple. 27 minutes after the hour. Let's do some news. Come on back. Big story in the press box awaits on the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You're known as Mr. Know-It-All. The Morning Show with Preston Scott. News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Said yesterday on the radio program, well, sorry, excuse me, rude of me. Welcome to the Morning Show with Preston Scott. You always greet somebody first. Good to have you with us this morning. I'm Preston. That's Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. And wherever you're listening to us from, and it's great to have new listeners joining us from Orlando. Got calls yesterday from Orlando, and we got listeners all over the country because of iHeartRadio. You just stumble on and find us wherever you are. Thank you. And whether you're listening to us later in the day on the podcast or you're listening live right now, thank you very much for making us part of your morning or part of your day. I said yesterday, I have never in 4,517 shows, this show 4,518, I have never received the alarm via email and those who have my phone number via text to the vaccine, to anything as I did the vaccine mandate. Cities and counties in Florida and across the country, all run by Democrats. I don't know of, there could be, but I don't know of one Republican-run city or county jumping on vaccine mandates, jumping on mask mandates immediately. It's all Democrats. And that really does speak volumes about what I believe, how I believe, why I believe COVID now has been turned into the best weapon Democrats have to control the population, to control elections, to control everything. And they're going to do everything possible to keep it afloat. Does that mean that COVID's not dangerous? Of course it's dangerous. So's the flu. So's pneumonia. So's everything else. Lots of things are dangerous. You know, We're right now facing something, though, that is unprecedented. The idea that the federal government's going to say anybody that does business with us must get the vaccine. That's not going to stand. That's illegal. All of this, the vaccine mandate is illegal because the vaccine is an emergency use authorized vaccine. Simply put, I got a follow-up from Matt Staver yesterday at Liberty Council. And by the way, if you go to my blog page, I was asked, can you put all that information out? I did it. It's on my blog page. It's there. You can grab it anytime you want it. It's got links to Liberty Council. There's a tab at the Liberty Council website if you need legal help. Click it. They have an attorney dedicated to all this stuff. If you're concerned and you work for the county or you work for a city that is going in this direction, and I read some nonsense gibberish from one of the county commissioners yesterday in Leon County. Well, the EEOC gives us authority to... No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Nick Maddox, no, it doesn't. You should be smarter than that. There is no authority for violating the law. It is an emergency use authorized vaccine. The law is very, very clear. And the memo I got from Matt Staver yesterday just reiterates their legal position and why they're very confident. And I will remind you that Matt and his team are so successful in the federal appellate and Supreme Court arenas. And so my advice to you, and it's the big story in the press box again because of the impact of it, wait it out as long as humanly possible. What you should do is get advice from your doctor and then make your own decision. Remember, if you have children and you're thinking about all this, not one child in America died of COVID under the age of 18 unless they had underlying significant health issues like leukemia, morbid obesity. Not one. Not one. And across the country, 335 died of COVID, according to the CDC. But not one of those 335 from COVID. They died with COVID. 40 minutes after the hour. More next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And I live in a van down by the river.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Just got a list here of sent a tweet. Doctors I trust more than Fauci. Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Doolittle, Dr. Frankenstein, Dr. Scholes, Dr. Zhivago, Dr. Hannibal Lecter, Dr. Moreau, and Dr. House. All right, not a funny thing. The January 6th Inquisition. You've got the Capitol Police demanding that Trump and Republicans and people like you and me be investigated for inspiring the attack. That is such complete... That lie that Donald Trump called for the attack is equal to the lie that Donald Trump was calling those who were engaged in violence in Charlottesville good people that are on that side of the argument. Both of those are complete 100% fabrications and lies. The question is, why was Jim Jordan kicked off the committee? Why did Nancy Pelosi replace a couple of Republicans that wanted to ask questions of her? Why was Jordan replaced with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both of whom are card-carrying members of the Trump Derangement Syndrome fan club? Adam Kinzinger, what you've gone through. You mean like the Capitol Police that posed for and took selfies? I got the story right here. It's from the website Business Insider. Capitol Police posing. You know, YouTube took down the video that I had posted of one of the guards, and we know that it's from that day and that event because Mr. Shaman with the Viking horns is in the picture. They took down the video of guards letting protesters in the Capitol. They allowed them in. Were there some that committed violence and vandalism and so forth? Absolutely, and they need to be punished for that. But the overwhelming majority did not engage in violence or anything. And those are among the things that you're just not going to hear by anyone questioning police. One of the things Jim Jordan wanted to ask Nancy Pelosi is, didn't you have intelligence about this? That there was a group, and can you tell me whether you're aware of whether or not the FBI infiltrated and in fact instigated parts of this? Because there's evidence to suggest the FBI had infiltrated members of groups that were attending the Trump rally and that they were instigating it. And tell me, who was the police officer that shot Ashley Babbitt? And why was it, we would like to hear testimony from that officer why they felt it was necessary to discharge a firearm in that situation. What would happen if that had been a Black Lives Rally matter, a Black Lives Matter rally, and someone had discharged a firearm shooting a black member of the armed services, a veteran, and killing them? What do you think Democrats would be doing to find out who did the shooting and ask questions? I'm just asking you. Is that a fair question for me to ask? 46 minutes after the hour. Have I mentioned I love what I do? It's the morning show with Preston Scott. Come back, talk about the Olympics a little bit.
When you thought you were right. The morning show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
As you know, today is Friday. If you're new to the morning show with Preston Scott, Friday is reserved for your complaints. It's what's the beef in the 8 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone, 7 o'clock hour in the Central. If you're anywhere west of there, you deserve a Medal of Honor for being up. If you are in another time zone beyond Central, if you call in, you're going front of the line. Like, if you're listening, I had listeners in Bend, Oregon. I don't have to tell you what time it is in Bend, Oregon right now.
It's early.
Yeah, if you call in 8 o'clock Eastern, what is it, 5 a.m.? Maybe even, what is it, 4 hours now?
It's 3.
Oh, man. Yeah. If you call in at 5 a.m. Pacific time with a complaint, you're on the air.
And you're fired up.
You're on the air. You are on the air. So that's coming up in the third hour. What's the Beef Friday here on the morning show with Preston Scott. Let's see. Who was it that suspected that Olympic ratings would be way down? Oh, yeah, it was me. That's it. And, you know, the excuses are being made. Well, you know, the time difference is significant. The Olympics are often in another time zone.
Often across the world.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Like, you know, Sydney, Beijing, like, that's not necessarily American time.
As of now, let's see here now, the primetime coverage Monday, 49% down from the previous Olympics. The Monday viewership, 53% down from London, 2012. Let's see here. Averaged Saturday night, 39% drop from the first Saturday night in 2016. 56% drop from London. So I'm going to offer another thought. People are turned off by two things. And these are in order. One, woke athletes. They're just done with it. What does the NBA, NFL, and the Olympics now have in common? Woke athletes, and people are sick of it. They're just sick of it. They're sick of people that, in the case of Americans being woke, representing the country, allegedly, They make unbelievable livings for the national teams. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, and of course the basketball, soccer, and so forth. And so, I mean, not every sport, not every athlete, but women's soccer? Are you kidding me? Of course they make a great living. And people don't want to see it. They don't want to see the flag dishonored, disrespected, just not interested. And that's why the NFL's been fighting ratings. The NBA's been fighting. NBA had the worst ratings ever for an NBA Finals, I think. It wasn't just because the teams were from, I mean, Phoenix is a major market. Milwaukee isn't, but Phoenix is. People are just over it. Here's the second reason. What crappy coverage. If you tried to, for example, I move around. I'm into badminton, for example. I can't tell you how many times I've tuned in on USA or NBC Sports Network to just take a look at something in particular. Oh, for example, I'm into the whole rowing thing. I think it's kind of cool to watch. And especially the whitewater rapids stuff. I think that's really cool.
That is really cool.
It's just, it's a different kind of sport, and I don't know why. I just think it's fun to watch. It was never on when they said it was going to be on. You're watching something else. It's like, well, get it right. If we have all this time change, you certainly ought to be able to edit, and if you say you're going to air this, air it. There's only so much that's on live. For example, they're on live now. If you want to watch stuff. Why would you do that when you can listen to me? Listen to Grant. Listen to The Morning Show with Preston Scott. The news is next. Hour number two of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Good morning, everybody. I'm Preston. Back. Saddle sore and all. In Studio 1A is Grant Allen. I'm here in Studio 1B, and I'm so happy Grant's back. You know why? Because that means I didn't have to do the local news. Ethan Burdett did a fine job this week filling in for Grant, but it's good to have Grant back in-house. And it's good to be with you. Thanks so much for sharing time with us this morning. In case you missed it, the key word is grand. Wouldn't it be grand to win a grand that isn't taxpayer money? Huh? It's money from iHeartMedia. There you go. Kay Kringle coming in strong. Little chance for you to win some cash. So text that keyword grand to 200-200. And you get a confirmation text and information. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. The keyword is grand. So there you go. Little this, little that in the news. Some things that I'm just, my goal today is to add nothing to my paperclip. The paperclip is stories that I just haven't gotten to, but there still's a chance that I could get to them sometime in the next few weeks. Here's the headline. U.S. GDP falls short as supply chain disruptions, labor shortages stunt comeback. And it fell short by 2 whole percentage points. Uh-oh. Now let's think about that. Supply chain disruptions. People can't get stuff, and that's likely tied to shortages in labor. There are jobs open, and people won't work because there are people that would rather take what the government hands out, which right now in some states is even more than $31,000, $32,000 a year to sit. Now, you're not going to get rich. You're not going to raise a family on that. But for some able-bodied workers, there is no way they should be collecting unemployment when there are jobs available. It's just that simple. So I applaud Governor DeSantis for saying, yeah, you're going to have to show me you're working or trying to find work. And of course, attorneys standing by to sue the governor on behalf of the unemployed. And I know there are always exceptions to rules. Unfortunately, when you rely on the government you put yourself in a really bad spot. And when there are so many jobs available, you just don't get sympathy from a whole lot of people. Anyway, and then there's this. I'm just going to read the statement. As a city, we cannot continue this current trajectory of losing police officers. Over the past 17 months, the police department has lost 250 police officers, which is the equivalent of over 300,000 service hours. We are on a path to losing 300 police officers. We are creating meaningful alternatives, but as I said, the city has an obligation to still continue constitutional policing and respond to 911 calls. It's a false choice between community-led solutions and police officers. We need both. It's not unexpected losing these number of officers when city leaders talk about cutting the department by 50%. You will lose employees. Families need security, workers, even police officers. Even police officers. Whoa, what a concession that statement is. Needing working conditions that support them. We cannot just cut. We need a plan. In that city's weekend, 6 different shootings, 4 dead, 7 injured, and shootings across the county, 33% higher. Where is it? Seattle. That was the mayor, Jenny Durkin. Oh, be careful what you wish for. Be careful about the seeds you throw in the ground, my friends. The crop is what the crop is. 10 minutes after the hour on the morning show with Preston Scott.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes after the hour here on the Morning Show with Preston Scott, trying to bring levity to what is just a despair-filled environment right now. Our politicians on both sides of the aisle have let us down, but Democrats have let us down a path that is fraught with disaster that we're watching unfold, and I believe they have grabbed hold of COVID as a weapon. They've weaponized it. And I don't mean that in the literal sense of what China did in working with, along with Americans, I should point out, gain of function research that Anthony Fauci's behind. I'm not talking about that kind of weaponizing. I believe that the virus is a biological weapon that got loose. It was something that they've been working with. And it got loose. And China's lied about it. And they've been provided cover by the World Health Organization. But that'll be fodder for decades to come. I'm trying to bring some levity to the fact that the leader of our nation, appointed, installed, not necessarily elected, Joe Biden. I wonder how many of you that voted for Joe would love a do-over right now, or would your pride get in the way? Because certainly pride caused you to vote for him. So my guess is pride would get in the way. You're incapable of admitting that this is an epic disaster and that our freedoms are being assaulted at a pace that is, well, I mean, it's leading us to an end that is not good. But Joe raised some eyebrows and has left the White House stammering for an answer with the claim that he used to drive an 18-wheeler. Now, the soundbite's not worth playing because it's just so short. He's visiting the Mack truck facility in Pennsylvania. I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man. You know, Joe, come on, man. Come on, man. So, Joe, I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man. I got to. No, he rode in one. In 1973, Wilmington Evening Journal showed Biden rode in an 18-wheeler. Didn't drive one. He rode in one. But we are talking about Joe.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Come rub my legs. From the morning until the day's done. So the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs.
Yeah, man.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
That really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do?
16 minutes after the hour. Back with more of The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
And iHeart's radio station.
It is not as if those of you that chose to not vote for Donald Trump because you didn't like his demeanor online, even though his policies absolutely rocked this country for the better. Wages had grown in levels never seen in history for blacks, minorities, all Americans. Taxes lowered. Businesses moved their money back into America. Factory jobs, manufacturing jobs that Barack Obama said were never coming back, came back. It's not as if you didn't know what you were getting when you voted for Joe Biden.
By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
There is not a single solitary reason in the world why, as I said, we shouldn't be in a position that everybody, and that's my wife, Jill. Hey, Jill, I'm Jill's husband, actually.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
The thing.
If you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
You know, the rapidly rising
you ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
What kind of country are we going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. And representatives... Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
we choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. And so, folks,
If you're interested, join me. I could use the help.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not.
As Alan Jones at Sky News Australia would go, my God.
God help us.
God help us. Unbelievable.
I lost it at the brain dead part. That's when I about fell out of my chair.
And so the Biden Department of Justice announces that its opinion of federal law that says you cannot force an experiment. I don't know how stark a term I need to put it in. You cannot force Americans in government or private industry to get injected with an experimental drug. To all of you listening in Leon County in Orlando, you need to, on this basis alone, remove any elected official that believes this action is just. It doesn't matter whether you believe in the vaccine or not. If you believe this action is unjust and wrong, you need to make sure you elect others and that they fire the administrator, city manager, or whoever that is behind this. This is a fireable offense to me. I think Vince Long is an exceptional county administrator, but this is a fireable offense. This is a violation of federal law. And more importantly than that, it is a violation of ethical law. It is unhuman. And yes, I believe he should be fired for it. You need to make a decision based on your doctor. More on this, the latest from Liberty Counsel, next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Shazam!
News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, on the blog page is information that could be helpful to you if you are caught in this vaccine mandate craze. What I want to do is I've had shared with me a couple of thoughts here that I want to go ahead and pass along. This from William Dodd in The American Thinker. He's talking about Rochelle Walensky. Dr. Walensky is the director for CDC. 2 days ago, press conference. The big concern is that the next variant that might emerge, just a few mutations potentially away, could potentially evade our vaccines. That's a quote. For her to say the CDC has a big concern about this, writes Dodd, suggests that it's likely already happening. I'm just going to read. This could explain the reason for the CDC's sudden shift in its recommendation that widespread use of masks should be reinstated. But beyond the mask policy change, there's much more significant indication here. If we're now dealing with a version of the original COVID virus that cannot be rendered benign or killed by vaccines, there are two significant conclusions. One, the resurgence of the virus is not due to the unvaccinated, as politicians would like us to believe. The unvaccinated made the correct choice in avoiding inoculation. The new cases are from a virus mutation that has been caused by the DNA mRNA-based vaccines. A vaccine forces a virus to mutate in order for the virus to survive. Mandating use of the current vaccines on the market or any future untested vaccine should cease immediately. First, the vaccines now distributed are likely ineffective in dealing with the current mutated virus. And second, these vaccines are causing the ongoing mutations of the original COVID virus. Now, that goes along with attention being drawn to a Dr. Robert Malone. Now, he is being ostracized and marginalized and ignored, which is interesting because he's only the guy that is the immunologist that invented mRNA vaccines. He's the guy that did it, and it was to wide acclaim when he did it. He is now stating that the vaccine is making the virus more dangerous. That the Pfizer shot wanes in efficacy, and it's something called antibody-dependent enhancement. It's why Pfizer announced a couple weeks ago that boosters would be needed after 6 months. In this piece written by Terry Paulding, he said, and that's why the government is panicking and asking vaccinated people to wear masks again. And apparently backtracking and saying that the elderly and immune compromised do need the boosters if they had the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Malone says that every single coronavirus vaccine that they've tried has had the same problem. As the vaccine's effectiveness wanes, the virus replicates more efficiently. He said people getting the Delta variant are the vaccinated, not the rest of us, contrary to what's being stated. Now, I don't know that to be true. I don't know that to be false. But here's a doctor, an immunologist, on the inside, buddy-buddy, highly regarded, that now isn't. Because he's saying something that they don't want you to hear. And it's just for consideration. And this goes back to the big problem facing all of us today. We want a complete picture to make a decision. For me, barring the ability to obtain all of the information that I want because it's shielded from me by the government telling me what I should and should not consume as far as information, then I defer to my own common sense. And that's what I'll continue to defer to. Back with more on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Beck program. It's time to act like Spock. Stop feeling and just use reason. 9 to noon on WFLA.
I can feel you asking, where can I read that information that has sources and links and you can do what you want with it? I'll post it on my blog. I'll add it to the blog on information that might be helpful to you. And you can do what you want with it. Again, I defer to this simple thought process. You go see your doctor. If you trust your doctor, you take their advisement into consideration and you make the choice. I would never allow myself to be bullied into a vaccine. There's no. And I'm going to say it as I said last half hour. The idea of being threatened with my job for failure to have injected in me an experimental drug seems grossly heinous. And you will take the shot. If you want to work here, you will take the shot. Good. You may go back to work. No. Now, I understand it's easy for me to say. I'm not working in a public government role where I'm under that pressure. But I think you wait as long as humanly possible, because I believe injunctions have got to be coming. That's just my opinion. And I just... The law, I've read the law. The law is what the law is. It's unambiguous. It's clear as can be. Why county commissioners and city mayors in Orlando and Leon County and other places across the country, it's because they're Democrats. The only place this is happening is Democrat-run communities. The only. I'm hoping Governor DeSantis steps up. I'm hoping they call a special session, like now, to address this. Anyway, CDC has yet to release the data behind their mask reversal. Are they in a panic? Are they going back to something that didn't work to begin with? And you can't prove it worked. It's unable to be proven. You can't do it. And I'm not trying to be flippant. You just can't. But I can prove they don't work. I've got a video on my blog page that demonstrates it. It's amazing that YouTube hasn't taken it down.
Oh, give it time.
Well, it's been up. It's been up for months.
Then.
Dr. Byron Brindle. Viral immunologist from Canada saying, here, let me put on a mask. Here, let me put on another. Wait, let's put on a third. Hold on, a fourth. Just a minute, one more. All right, I got five masks on. And he fogs up his glasses. Viruses are smaller than droplets of aerosol that come out of your breath. Just saying. Anyway, sorry to be a bummer. Debbie Downer. Just trying to keep you informed. And again, I believe it's your choice. I'm not saying don't get the vaccine. I'm giving you information to consider because you're not getting it anywhere else. And then you weigh and measure based on your own physical health, your condition. Are you compromised? I mean, if you have underlying conditions, I mean, you need to talk to your doctor and do what you feel is best. Just me. We come back, we'll get you ready for What's the Beef Friday. That's coming up next hour, right here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The spin stops here. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Let's see here. We got What's the Beef Friday coming up. Call screener open. Phone lines open at 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. New York Times reporter deletes tweet urging Trump supporters to be called enemies of the state. Katie Benner, New York Times reporter. Yeah, no bias in her reporting, would there be? Today's hashtag January 6th Select Committee underscores the America's current essential NAT security, national security dilemma. Work to combat legitimate national security threats now entails calling a politician's supporters enemies of the state. Remember, illiberals are what they accuse others of being. She took the tweet down, but people jumped all over it. Rightfully so. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist. Here we have a New York Times reporter channeling the views of the corrupt FBI and DOJ officials who leak straight to her, saying your political opposition to the ruling regime makes you an enemy of the state by definition. I mean, Glenn Greenwald, absolutely amazing. The New York Times Justice Department reporter says the U.S. faces an essential national security dilemma, namely that Trump supporters are enemies of the state and that the GOP is a threat to the state. This is a reporter, not an op-ed writer. As it relates to the Capitol Inquisition, National Police Association calls it a dog and pony show. Did you hear that? The National Police Association says the hearings are a dog and pony show, and they openly ask, people need to see that police officers go through horrible things. January 6th was horrible, but quite frankly, this commission's a dog and pony show. It doesn't tell the whole story. Millions of Americans sat there watching the testimony thinking, wait, where are the police officers who appeared to let some of the protesters in? Where's the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt? Why, in fact, aren't we talking about Ashley Babbitt? National Police Association also citing a poll. NPA and Rasmussen reports found that 66% of U.S. voters think that Congress ought to investigate the riots spurred on by the George Floyd incident. How about all those? How about the protesters sitting for misdemeanors in prison without trial for better than 6 months now? Some in solitary for misdemeanors. Well, people that did commit acts of violence, felonies, are out free, facing nothing in Portland, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other parts of the country. Then you got Nikki Freed unilaterally suspending 22 Florida concealed carry licenses because they were at the protest on January 6th. Guilty is the presumption.
If I remember correctly, the Nikki Freed thing was those people were charged with felonies, though, right?
I don't know that. And what about those charges? What about them? This entire thing has been mishandled. Capitol Police have been ordered to arrest staff and visitors not wearing masks after the new White House mandate. Seriously, there's a memorandum that has been produced by the chief, Thomas Manger. They're ordered to arrest visitors and staff who refuse to wear a mask inside the House side of the complex. Not the Senate, the House. Excuse me, your mask? Oh, you're going to the Senate? Okay, never mind. Wait. You're going to the House? You're under arrest. Kat Kamick, congresswoman from Florida, the Gainesville area, said, this is unconscionable. This is a tyrannical order. It's not the Nancy Pelosi house, it's the people's house. Well, so you thought, congresswoman. So what do you want to complain about?
That's all?
That's it. That's all I got. 850-205-WFLA. Call now. 850-205-9352. What's the Beef Friday is next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Something stuck in your craw.
I am sick and tired.
Time to get it out before you fly off the handle.
Stuff like that really rubs me the wrong way.
Before you hit the roof.
You're getting both barreled.
Call 850-205-9352.
I have been having a very bad day.
So, what's the beef?
And here we go, cruising into the third and final hour of The Morning Show with Preston Scott, literally turning the page of the rundown. Grant Allen over there taking your calls. You could talk to Grant Allen himself right now. The call sieve at 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. It is What's the Beef Friday. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game, as long as it's put in a beef format. And be concise, get to your point, so we can get as many callers in as possible. Whatever you want to complain about, just keep two things in mind. No profanity, and don't make it personal. If you have a bad experience at a restaurant, at a business, tell us what happened. Leave the name of the business out of it. We don't want to hurt anybody. Let's go to Mike, who has been patiently waiting since 52 minutes past the last hour. Hello, Mike. Welcome, and what's the beef?
Good morning, Preston. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I
since Nikki Fried's back in the news again about things, I called you a couple weeks ago and suggested that she go to Washington and fix that scale of justice because it was out of whack. I'm going to withdraw that because I got it on a high authority and highlight that high authority.
Yeah.
Because Nikki Fried, yeah, she's a head quality control person in one of their businesses. And, you know, there's only one way to do quality control on marijuana. You know how that is, right? So, anyway, that's my beef.
Thanks very much, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for being so patient. Well done, sir. That opens up a line, 850-205-WFLA. Let's go to Greg. Hi, Greg. What's the beef?
Yes, I'd like to mention that Meghan Markle and Harry Mountbatten Windsor, believe it or not, earned their props for the immigration debate. In case you missed it, that stalwart of bulwark of journalism in the United States called the Britain's Daily Mail reported that someone forgot to put their new daughter, Lilibet, on the line of accession list. Well, there she went, except for one thing that no one seems to pay attention to is Lilibet was born in Santa Monica. That if the anchor baby argument holds up, she should be a U.S. citizen and ineligible for the throne.
You got anything else for me today, Greg?
Just the props that you had earlier. If this were any more of a Spanish Inquisition by kicking two Republicans who favored Donald Trump and putting on two Republicans that voted for impeachment, Penelope Cruz would be called to testify.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate the call. 850-205-WFLA. Hello, Roger. Thanks for calling in to What's the Beef Friday. What's the beef?
Well, it seems like the long-term care facility where I currently live thinks it's okay to go to medical appointments, but it's not okay to leave its premises for any other reason.
Do you feel better getting that off your chest?
Yes, the thing is that I think I listened to your interview earlier this week with Liberty Council, and I'm willing to work with this facility on any kind of arrangement to be able to go out shopping, for example. And I feel that if it still says no, then I feel that I need to contact Liberty Council. What do you think?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I'm not an attorney. I don't know what kind of case that would be, Roger. My advice would be to, you know, they've got a form. Go ahead and send it out. It doesn't strike me as the type of case they would take on, but I don't know that for certain, so it wouldn't hurt to reach out and see. Pat, Henry, Stu, you're next. What about you? Do you want to follow Stu? Oh, you do? Well, why not you? Ooh, sorry. 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9350. Two on the morning show with Preston.
Morning show with Preston Scott.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
To be Friday on the morning show with Preston Scott, taking your calls at 850-205-WFLA in order of longest wait. Remember now, if you're calling from the Pacific time zone, you get bumped to the front of the line. You got to tell us where you're calling from, though. But, Pat, you've waited the longest. Thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. My beef is with the coverage of the Olympics, and specifically with Simone Biles. I think that, you know, the commentators have built her up, criticized her, and they basically pushed this girl, you know, into a position of where she's at. And that's basically, you know, ruining what she loves to do. and I feel sorry for her. She's a strong girl, you know, and I hope that, you know, everybody learns a lesson from this and let those athletes be athletes and do what they love.
I don't disagree with most of what you had to say, Pat. I think my only concern is that someone got kept off that team because, you know, she took a spot and she clearly isn't in a good place mentally. And I thought that she might have, should have known better given her expertise. And she's the most remarkable gymnast I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I think she, I just wish she'd have given another person a shot, but that's my only complaint. But thanks very much for the phone call. Let's go to Henry. Hi, Henry. Thanks for calling. What's the beef?
Good morning. My beef is with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats' hypocrisy.
Oh, come on. They're good people.
She passes a mandate where the aides and visitors can get arrested, but she excludes the members of Congress. Amazingly, I thought this is the same woman that said to the president, no one is above the law.
Well, you know better than that.
Sometimes I just don't know what this country is going to become.
Thank you, Henry. I appreciate the phone call. I hope you feel better getting that venting done. Let's talk to Stu. Hello, Stu. What's the beef?
So we've got people being called terrorists who are in jail for misdemeanors for long periods of time. Meanwhile, celebrities such as Justin Timberlake are forking over money to bail out known criminals in Minneapolis who have caused destruction and mayhem. I'm not buying any more Justin Timberlake CDs. Just saying.
Thank you very much, Stu. I'd love to see your collection of Justin Timberlake CDs, that's for sure. That frees up a line, 850-205-WFLA. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. What's the beef?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great.
All right. So I tested positive.
Uh-oh, you got the Rona.
The Chinese got me. But
do you know? Hold on. Do you know if you have what's called the Delta variant?
What I have is, I haven't had any symptoms up until last night.
Okay.
And it was just minor, mostly allergy, I think.
Okay.
But so no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I definitely don't have breathing problems. I don't have anything like that.
All right.
My wife is a little bit worse off. She's coughing and she's flu-like.
Gotcha.
But what I want to know is I tried to Google what happens if I go back to work before 2 weeks. And all I get is the internet infiltrated with all this crap from the CDC, and yet there's nothing that tells me, I mean, is there a penalty? Does anybody even know? Or has this been such a talking point for so long that nobody has an answer? Like, if I have no symptoms on Monday, I'm an independent contractor. Nobody pays me to stay home. I've got to make a living for my family. I have to pay my mortgage. So what happens if I go back to work?
Wear disguise.
Do they track my phone and tell me, do I get a phone call from the big black man in the hat or the black hat in the white, I don't know, whatever. You get my point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what happened?
I don't know, Rob. I do not know. I hope you and your family get to feeling better quickly. But, yeah, I don't know. I personally think common sense prevails. And that, let's just call this, whether it's COVID or the flu or the cold, if you're not feeling well, you stay home. That's just my opinion. But if you're feeling fine, I'm of the let's get going. 16 minutes after the hour. Courtney, you are next. You will be first in the next segment. You want to join her? We've got lines open. This is your chance. 850-205-WFLA. What's the Beef Friday continues.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
All right, now's the time to call in. We got two lines open, and that's it. 850-205-9352, 850-205-WFLA. It's What's to Be Friday. What do you want to get off your chest? We're here to help. You'll have a better weekend. Trust me, you'll get it all out of your system. Whatever you want to just dump on, We're here to catch it. Okay, we might just kind of shovel it along, but you get my point. We're here for you. Courtney, thanks for being patient. Good morning. Welcome. What's the beef?
Hey, bro. It's been a long time.
How you been?
I've been good.
Good.
My beef is with the city of Tallahassee or whoever the powers that be are that handle the sidewalks. We need some sidewalks in the south side so we can walk and our kids can walk to school and we can ride our bikes. And the ditches in this city are just unbelievable how dangerous they are for people that have to drive by them every day.
Ridiculous.
Have to catch the buses. It's just unbelievable that this state, it's a great state. I love living here. But we can figure this out. We can get us some sidewalks.
Hey,
we can get these ditches filled. We can do it.
And it's not the state's problem. That is all on the city and the county.
That's all us.
And Courtney, let me ask you something. How long have you lived in that part of town?
I've been here almost 20 years.
And how many promises have you heard from all the from all the commissioners saying, you know, we're gonna fix up the South Side? And I am right there with you. I've been saying the same thing, not just sidewalks, but the basic infrastructure, sewer, water, electric, underground utilities. The list goes on and on.
It goes on and on. And I know we, you know, this is all a tax thing. We have to pay for it, but I don't know. I figure we could pull some money from somewhere and get some sidewalks for the kids.
Courtney,
that's all my beef is this morning.
Courtney, first of all, great to hear from you. Secondly, I'm just going to let you know, the money is there. It's called blueprint money. Everybody that buys anything in this community, whether they live here or not, pays into it, and they are right now deciding what projects they're going to spend money on. You need to make sure that you and your neighbors are getting to those blueprint meetings and asking for your fair share for sidewalks down there. I completely agree with you.
Will do.
Thanks, Courtney. I appreciate you calling in. There's Ron on line one. Hello, Ron. Thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Good morning. I love my flip phone.
Old school.
Yeah, you got it. These politicians swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution, there needs to be teeth behind that when they break their oath.
There needs to be what behind it? Teeth?
Teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think they ought to, what should happen? Immediate removal from office? But see, someone has to be the adjudicator of whether they broke the Constitution. And the problem we have right now is we got too many people that don't know what the Constitution is.
Well, I'll take that role because I know what it is. One more quick beef. I just passed one of the little flashy radar signs that was flashing 55 at me. I guess I was in 45 zone. Well, I was doing 65. It's wrong.
Oh, man. You're terrible. Ron, thanks very much for the phone call. Come on, man. It says I wasn't going 55 in a 45. I was going 65. Callers of the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Oh, well. All right, we're going to draw this segment to the end. If you didn't get in here, sorry about that. What was the worst part of your drive to and from Ohio? Was it Atlanta?
Yeah.
Or was it the potholes north of Tennessee into Kentucky.
Kentucky, the Smoky Mountains and the Appalachians had some bad potholes.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
That was the last time you drove up there.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I thought, well, it was in March, so they just came out of winter, so you thought during the summer months they would have filled them, but I don't know. It was pretty brutal. But Atlanta takes the cake by far. That was miserable. I think, if I remember my calculations, it took us between 3 and 4 hours to get...
Around Atlanta?
Through it, around it, around different crashes.
What did you do? Did you try staying on 75 and go through the heart? Because some people think that's the strategy. Don't try to bypass because everyone's bypassing.
Right. We did stay on 75. There were a number of crashes north of Atlanta, and so we were able to exit onto just back roads through the suburbs, and we were successful there, but it was brutal.
Off the road, people, off the road, nothing to see here. Come on, move along. That's the problem. We called them in Phoenix gapernecks. Gaperneck traffic jams. You know, people...
Yeah.
And then the other lane slows down, and then inevitably there's a wreck on the other lane because they're paying attention to the wreck on the other side. Sorry. All right. We come back with, we got news, and then we kind of chill on out the rest of the way. When we come back, an unthinkable decision by General Motors. Next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Second weather on the 10s and the truth all the time. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
This just in, Gmail's evil. Gmail is evil. I don't use it, but sometimes I have to. I have a dummy account because I'm a dummy. And I use it for certain things where I know I'm going to get spammed like crazy. And so it's my kind of defensive account. But you can't, at least I've not found a way to mass delete email. You know, on most apps, you hold it down and then you have a way of grabbing a bunch of email at once and hitting dump.
Yeah.
Can't do it on Gmail.
I don't know if I am just missing the same thing. I have Gmail for my personal account. It's what I use primarily. But yeah, click, 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 click. Click,
yep.
Delete.
Nope.
You can't do that. Or that's what you have to do. You yeah. can't just hit the first one and then sometimes the shift button will work. Sometimes it won't.
I mean, I'm on my phone.
That too.
And they claim, oh, yeah, you just do this and this and this pops up and you go empty. Oh, no, it's not there. Don't give me that. I've looked for all the hacks. No, they're lying.
Someone's probably going to call me in a second and say, yeah, you dummy.
Feel free. Yeah, feel free to explain it to me because I'm all ears and I'm happy to be. I told you, I'm a dummy. And no problem with that. But the normal techniques that you would use don't work. And so for an account that you don't use very often, it's unbelievably frustrating.
So your spam email is piled up is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of promotional email and it lets you grab the promotion stuff, of which they all are, because I don't use the thing to converse with anybody.
Right.
I'm trying to use it just to send looks like the Netherlands are about to take the lead on the United States on a penalty kick with 10 minutes left in the game.
This is the women's national team?
Yeah, women's national team is let's see here. We got a penalty kick. And I'm not doing play-by-play because that's illegal. There's a penalty kick going on, you know. And there's a team in orange against a team in white and blue. And the team that's in orange is getting set. They've kind of, it looks like this is just one of those things where the lead official is making sure that it was a penalty. And, yeah, VAR says it's a penalty. And so we'll see. The U.S. women's national team could be on the ropes here. We'll find out. And they got the stop. The U.S. goalie comes up big. So there you go. How about that?
I got women's rugby on up here. Those are some tough-looking chicks.
Yeah, don't meet them in an alley.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't want to do that. I mentioned GM doing the unthinkable. Apparently, they're going to ditch the Camaro.
Yeah, that is unthinkable.
The Camaro is apparently done. The Camaro's getting swamped by the Mustang and the Dodge Challenger. And so it looks like it's going to end 2023. So if you're looking for a collector's item, go buy a Camaro. They're cool looking cars, but they're being outsold by the Corvette, which has got a price tag that's like big, huge. But apparently GM's going to throw out a Camaro-style battery-operated platform, like a four-door. Call it something else, please. The Mustang, the E-Mach, the E-Mustang? No. No, that's not a Mustang. Four-door Mustang? No. They should have called that the Maverick if they wanted to bring a name back. Or, heck, since it's, right? Tell me if this doesn't fit. The electric version for Ford, right? Here's what you call it. The Pinto. I think that fits. It's all electric. It's the Pinto. I think that, and if you want to go with the tough, muscular, electric thing, I mean, that's cool. It's fine. But don't call it a Mustang. Oh, bad. Bad, 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 bad. And I hope they don't call this a Camaro, an E-Camaro, a Camaro E or something. Just give it a new name. Son of Volt. That would be great. Son of Volt. Volt. The sequel. 40 minutes after the hour, good news is next.
Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Coming to the end of a broadcast week. Monday on the program, we'll tee it up, do it all over again. Got Darren Haffer joining me. He is going around the country, and he'll be coming into Florida later in August. And it's 50 state capitals in 50days.com. That's the deal. Darren is a 20-year military vet, served in the Marine Corps and the Army. How about that? How about that? And he's drawing attention to veteran suicide. Things improved. We went from roughly 22, 23 veterans killing themselves daily down to 16, 17, 18, which is still horrific and horrible. There should be zero. But now it's back up. The pandemic's played a role. We talked about it during the pandemic. We tried to talk about the issues surrounding the isolation, the loneliness. And Monday we'll talk more about that. But veterans, we love you. We appreciate your service so much. Reach out. Get help. Don't end your life. It's time in the broadcast where we focus on some happier, better things, and so here's a little good news.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one.
This is the story of Josh Smith. Josh, one day in 2014, in August, went swimming with friends in Virginia Beach, and he dove into a wave head first. Unfortunately, he slammed his head into a sandbar, and he was instantly paralyzed from the chest down. He said, I was floating there face down, couldn't move anything, but my eyes were open. It took me a little bit to realize I couldn't move at all. And then once I came to, I thought I was going to drown there. It was really scary. Luckily, my friends dragged me out onto the beach, waited for paramedics to get there. He said he realized he would be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Weeks following the accident were kind of tough. As you could well imagine, he spent up to 4 months at the Shepherd Center getting rehabilitation in Atlanta, where he worked with therapists to help him adjust his wheelchair. And shortly after, he returned to his hometown of Richmond, Virginia, where he continued life, but forced to look at life a little bit differently. His mom said, life as Josh knew it had changed in one horrific instant. With his level of injury, living independently is very hard to achieve, but we worked together as a team to help him reach that goal. In under a year, he learned to drive an accessible van, work full-time, participate in adaptive sports, even invent products and tools for those like himself with limited motor functions. Then he connected with a woman named Grace Thompson in February of 2020 on a dating app and realized they had a lot in common. Both Richmond natives, they discovered they attended the same church. Relationship bloomed, and he wanted to propose. And so he made a plan. And he got an exoskeleton suit that was powered and motorized. He said, I went to the hospital, met with a therapist twice to sort of work through the kinks and discuss how I was going to do it. So while his girlfriend went off with her best friend to get a manicure, he made final arrangements waiting on the deck of his home in position while friends and family waited inside. Said it was just the easiest place for the therapist to set up the exoskeleton and things, just much more controlled environment there, a little bit less stressful. Thompson said she was completely shocked when Smith got down on one knee. I just kind of froze staring at him. I felt like I couldn't move. Then family and friends started pouring out, mine and his. It was overwhelming. And so they plan to marry in October of next year. But because of technology and a sheer desire and will, he was able to get down on one knee and propose to his sweetheart. How cool is that? 46 minutes after the hour on the morning show with Preston Scott. Controversy's broken out on deleting email. Between my son, who's texting me, and people emailing me, first of all, not to my son, he knows, but to the rest of you, I don't have an iPhone. As I said,
well, that's
I have
your
an
first
Android.
Mistake.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not. Absolutely not.
I knew you were going to do that because I know you hate iPhones.
I can't stand iPhones, and they break all the time, and they get the glass is fragile. It's awful. Awful. No, 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 no. Anyway, yesterday, I didn't know it. It was National Lasagna Day. Did you know that?
Nope. Did you have some?
If I had known.
You would have?
I didn't find out until it was too late. I was already having my corn on the cob and my gooey hot ham and cheese sandwich. But a restaurant in Colorado called the GQ Barbecue chain released the smoked barbecue lasagna recipe. They put it out online. And you put some barbecue sauce in a disposable small pan, two layers of the noodles, add a layer of barbecue sauce, then the meat mixture of sauce and leftover barbecue meat, then you add a layer of each cheese, sprinkle in some pecorino cheese as opposed to Parmesan. And you repeat the process till you have the height you want or whatever is used up. You use a smoker grill, 350 to 375. Place a piece of hickory on the coals. Add your lasagna once the drum has come up to the right temperature. Smoke it for 45 minutes to an hour. Wait 15 minutes when it's after it's done. Take it out, let it sit. If you cut it too quick, it all goes to pieces. You got to let that cheese congeal. Here's what's in it. Oven-ready noodles, 2 pounds of leftover barbecue, 1 pound of pork, 1 pound of brisket, barbecue sauce of your choice, barbecue rub of your choice on the meats, mozzarella cheese, white American cheese, and that pecorino cheese. Never heard of it. I guess it's similar to Parmesan. So there you go. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it?
Yeah, I would definitely try that.
I can't get my brain around lasagna being not traditional lasagna.
It's for the Italians that live in the south of Italy.
I just, boy, it's just, it's the same difficulty I have eating pizza that's not pizza. That's like, you know, a white pizza and buffalo pizza and all. I just, it's so hard for me.
I can enjoy that. Like a buffalo chicken pizza?
Oh, it's so hard.
I'm sorry.
It's so difficult for me.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
Snap out of it, man. Come together.
I'm sorry. Okay. Morning Show 180. Look back at the program in 180 seconds or less. Nancy Pelosi got rid of the two Republicans on their inquisition that wanted to ask questions and instead brought in two Republicans that hate Trump. Yeah, that's fair. Capitol Police ordered to arrest staff and visitors not wearing masks to the House, U.S. House. National Police Association calling the whole thing on the January 6th Inquisition of Dog and Pony show. Let's see. Tokyo Olympics, nobody's watching. Ratings down dramatically. Economy tanking. Why is Wall Street still doing well with the economy going bad? Must be all that trillions being pumped in. All right, we'll do it all over again on Monday. Have a great weekend.